And back to Ms. Monty Philpott with regards to discussion of the new College of Computer and Cyber Sciences.
Yes. And that's a big step for us. I can't speak a lot about it. I would have to let the founding dean, Joanne Sexton, speak about the College of Cyber and Computer Sciences, but we're really excited about the announcement of the creation and the work that has gone into putting it together over there.
I tell you what, and it is definitely adding to the excitement. And something else that you all are doing, and in fact, this is something that you're helping oversee, has to do with the fact that you all are really helping to keep the community educated about cyber world and cybersecurity in particular. And to that end, you all often are having conferences that you invite the community to attend.
Yes. So Augusta University hosts Cyber Georgia at Augusta University, and we're actually in the fourth year of production on this event. We have brought in speakers annually from around the country to speak on a number of topics to help bring awareness to the workforce issues, the academic issues, how to build a program, and what you should include in the program. You know, if academia isn't talking to government and industry to know where the workforce holes are and what the needs are, it makes it a lot harder for someone like AU, who has grown a program, a strong program that we're proud of over the last several years. You know, we want to produce graduates that they're looking for with the skill sets that they need in real time, but we also want to project, you know, what the threats and the workforce needs may be in 5 years and in 10 years, and also help work locally in the community on STEM careers for middle school and high school students. You know, the workforce issue, as I mentioned the numbers earlier, the deficit in the cybersecurity workforce is projected to grow. So as we concentrate on programs right now, we're also looking at what programs may look like in 5 or 10 years so that possibly we can help fill the void in the workforce and keep it from growing. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what Cyber Georgia will do each year, is bring in high-level minds from industry, academia, and government to talk about how we can solve these problems and how we can strengthen the workforce, and why it's important for all three of those entities to be in a concurrent discussion, sharing information as we move forward.
I tell you what, I'm glad you all are doing that, because I can remember a time, Monty, when people would basically kind of take it with a grain that we needed to have strong passwords, et cetera, whether we're talking about home use, whether we're talking about business use of our computers, et cetera. But with the kind of hacking experiences that we've been hearing about over the last 10 or 12 years, the last couple of months, it seems like the ante has really been upped. And when we're hearing a former president talk about cyber probably being one of the major threats, if not the major threat to this country's security, the ante has really been up significantly.
Sure, and I don't think that, you know, cyber has become a word that is common in a lot of everyday conversation. I'm no national security expert, but I do know that you can't pick up a newspaper or turn on the television each day without hearing about a hacking event, or, you know, a company that has had a denial of service. So the more educated we are about what is going on and how to stop it or how to fight it, you know, America is the greatest country in the world, and we want to continue down that path with the freedoms that we have. So understanding what the threats are and educating our young people to serve in the workforce to fight them, whether it's in industry, within the government workforce, or both, is in our best interest.
I want to ask you one brief question about that workforce deficit just before you tell us more about the conference that you all will be hosting. You mentioned the 200,000, possibly as many as 1 million within that deficit. Is that worldwide or is that national?
I should have checked before I told you that, but I believe it's a global projection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Either way, that would be a huge deficit. And so you all are really helping us in a number of ways to deal with the potential threats. And so the conference is one of them. You mentioned that you're bringing people from various areas from around the world to really help make this conference something that people will know was a great investment of their time and energy. Who are some of the speakers that you'll have there this year?
So we are fortunate to be partnered with the Georgia Chamber of Commerce this year. They were also our partners last year in the production of the event. Our keynote speaker will be General Vincent Stewart. He is the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And our honorary host for the event is former U.S. Senator Saxby Chambliss. He was previously the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee and has come back every year to help host the event and provide. Last year, he was there and interviewed the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. So we've had a lot of high-level speakers. I believe the first year we had Admiral Rogers, who is the NSA director. And as you know, NSA has a presence out on Fort Gordon. So we've heard from a lot of high-level defense and intelligence agency directors. We also have General Nakasone, who is the commander of Army Cyber Command up in Fort Belvoir, Virginia. And with Army Cyber projected to have a full presence in Augusta in the next 2 or 3 years, hearing from the command at this point and the encouragement that we receive from these speakers in terms of understanding what's going on around the globe and why it's important to bring it down to a local level in terms of building the workforce, which I keep mentioning, but I failed to mention the workforce security for our young people who are graduating from these programs with the degree that will help them work in a workforce where there's a deficit. One of the selling points on choosing a degree like this is job security. You can pick up the newspaper and read about companies who are offering bonuses, signing bonuses for young people graduating from these programs, and it still takes 6 and 8 months to recruit them because there's not enough of them coming out of U.S. schools. So bringing down speakers like General Nakasone and General Stewart to talk about the needs globally of what their workforce needs and how they hope to see more folks interested, more students graduated and interested in these kind of jobs really helps strengthen the conversation.
I tell you what, you talk about reason for excitement. It is there. Cybersecurity providing job security. And I know that there are a lot of people, hear about people all across the country who will get educated in one field or another, but they may not remain in that area once they get the degree. They'll go someplace else. And certainly that would be an option for people who may obtain their degrees here, but there will certainly be job opportunities right here in this area.
Absolutely. And the more presence that we see out on Fort Gordon from the Army and from NSA and the other entities that are represented out there, the more we hope that they will want to draw from the workforce that we're creating locally. I can't stress enough the awareness that everyone has about the holes in the workforce. So we're hoping to generate some strong strong prospects and offer them some solid job security for the future.
Well, Monty, if you would tell us a little bit more about the conference, where it will be held and when, and how people can register.
The conference will be held on Thursday, October 12th, and Friday, October 13th. It's a half day on October 12th, and we'll have a reception with some local businesses so that our attendees can share information and meet each other. Friday will go from about 8:30 a.m. to 4. The event will be held at the J. Harold Harrison Education Commons Building on the Augusta University Health Sciences Campus. It's at 1301 R.A. Dent Boulevard. You can register for the event on our website. It's www.cybergeorgia.com. And we will be updating our speakers and the agenda, the hotel information, the parking information will all be on that website. But it's active now if you're interested in registering.
Outstanding. October 12th and 13th. And Monty, I know this would go without saying, but I'd feel remiss if I didn't ask, who should consider attending?
Well, we hope that anyone who has any interest within our community, you know, one of the topics that I didn't mention earlier is building a cyber economic community. So as we see all of this business and industry and government come into Augusta, what's the best way for us to pull in government, to pull in the right employees, and to help industry, academia, and government work together? So anybody who is interested, or if you're part of industry, academia, or government, and you have any interest in cyber in the workforce or in building a cyber ecosystem, a strong ecosystem, and you want to see strong economic development occur, come on down. We have some experts who will come out, another speaker from Texas who will talk specifically about building a strong cyber ecosystem, what it takes for community to put that together, what kind of education background you need to have, and how you recruit the right people to your community to build a strong ecosystem.
Wow, I love how-tos. Ms. Monty Philpott, Director of Federal Relations at Augusta University, thank you so much for having joined me to speak about what is truly an exciting time and an exciting conference.
Thank you so much for having me. We hope to see everyone there.
Great. Have a good one. I'll be back, everyone.